Small talk, no conversation. That look makes me impatient. I can't tell what you're thinking. Please tell me what you're thinking. Last night we were more than fine. Just tell me if you changed your mind. If you changed your mind.
Good morning and hello everybody. Welcome aboard American English Express. And this is Oliver. 各位好，欢迎搭乘美语早班车。It's another beginning of the work days. 又回到了这个新的工作日。And a happy Monday, 各位周一早上好。不知道各位有没有在吃早餐，或者说 you've already finished your breakfast。我们知道现在很多人吃早餐呢，都比较喜欢吃一些西式的，尤其是比较这种西式的早餐的快餐，那当然就包括 bread 面包。可以说呢，面包是西方文化的一个非常重要的符号。我们知道在英文单词当中 bread B-R-E-A-D 除了面包之外呢，其实还有生计的这么一层意思。So the word bread, it actually also means, you know, the money or food that one needs to live. 所以呢，肯定表示大家就是要赚钱糊口的这个东西也可以叫 bread. 比如说呢，哎，我其实不喜欢这份工作，可是没有办法，我必须得赚钱糊口。那英文就可以描述为 I hate doing this, but I need the bread. I need the bread.直面意思是我需要这个面包，其实表示的意思就是我得要赚钱糊口了。而在英文当中呢，我们把那些养家糊口的人也称为 breadwinner。breadwinner， winner 就是赢者 ，W-I-N-N-E-R， breadwinner， 养家糊口的人。So the breadwinner in a family is the person you know who earns the money that the family needs for essential things.So by the way, are you the breadwinner of your family? 你算不算你们家里养家糊口的人呢？比如说呢，我一直呢支付着家庭的开销，并且一直呢都是养家的人。I've always paid the bills and has been the breadwinner. 当然今天美语早班车 Oliver 想带着大家一起来了解一下大家平时可能接触的各种各样面包的说法。好，刚才我们说到面包呢，是代表着一定的这个 sustenance， 就是生计，维持自己生存的这么一种方式了。But there are definitely different types of bread, okay? 啊，第一种呢叫 white bread， 从字面意思看 ，white bread， 白色的面包。It actually is a bread that made with white flour， 就是用这种精面的面包，或者叫做用白面做出来的面包，所以我们叫 white bread。从这种做面包的材质上来说呢，还有一个很多人比较喜欢的就是 wheat bread， 小麦面包。 wheat bread， 小麦面包其实是用这种精白面粉和全麦粗粉的混合之后做出来的一种面包了。 So it's more like a mixture between you know, white bread and the grain bread。所以我们说到这个全麦，相信很多人都喜欢吃全麦面包。在英文中的称呼呢也比较简单，第一种称呼可以叫 whole grain bread， whole 就是全部的， grain that's G-R-A-I-N， whole grain bread 表述全麦面包，或者也可以叫 whole wheat bread， 也就是整个都是小麦做出来的面包。比如说我比较喜欢那种硬皮的全麦面包， You know, the crusty whole wheat bread is my favorite. 或这种酥皮的感觉， crusty, C-R-U-S-T-Y. So the crusty whole wheat bread is my favorite. 有些时候我们还会吃一些粗粮，对不对？你像黑麦面包，各位听过没有？黑麦面包，可是黑麦不要叫做 black, OK, 不是这个 black wheat.是 rye bread， rye r y e 这个单词比较少见一点， rye bread。 So rye is a cereal grown in cold countries. Its grains can be used to make flour, bread or other foods. 这个就是黑麦的意思， rye， rye 就是黑麦。 So rye bread 理解为黑麦面包。 那黑麦呢刚刚有说到是在这个 cold countries 可能比较寒冷的地带呢生长一种粮食的一种 cereal。 除了面包之外呢我们有时候吃一些并不是这种方形啊 square 可能是圆形的这种面包，比如说我们常说的这种 hot dog 热狗啊，比如这种热狗的面包 hot dog bun。 我们来知道一个单词叫 bun B-U-N 这个单词 bun。 So buns are small bread rolls. They're sometimes sweet and may contain dry fruit or spices. 就这种小圆面包的说法，包括我们中国人早餐吃的这种包子叫做 steamed bunSteamed bun 蒸出来的这种小圆面包的感觉，当然我们表示有不同的馅儿了 So it's also called bun。 比如我们吃的这种汉堡的面包呢就可以叫 hamburger bun B-U-N 就是圆面包。有一种我比较喜欢吃的就是 croissant。 croissant 这个词从发音来听呢就是法语的词 croissantC-R-O-I-S-S-A-N-T Croissant 我们在中文中可以直接拿音翻成为可颂，对不对？ Croissant 大家去像肯德基如果去吃早餐就能看到 Croissant， 它也表示用羊角或者牛角包，就两边是尖一点的这种感觉。 And that is the word croissant。另外一种呢跟大家介绍的叫 bagelsBagel, B-A-G-E-L. A bagel is a ring-shaped bread roll. 它其实形状来讲呢，是一种圆形的这种面包卷。我们也叫做百吉饼，或者叫硬面包圈，叫 bagel. OK, bagel, B-A-G-E-L.这个有点像我们可能有时候吃这种甜甜圈呢，因为它都是圆形的，对不对？甜甜圈呢叫 donut, donut, D-O-U-G-H.N-U-T Dough 本身这个词表示为面团的意思，再加上这个我们所说的这种果仁 Nut Donut。 So a donut is a bread-like cake often in the shape of a ring made from sweet dough that has been cooked in you know, hot fat. 这是一种甜面圈，因为它的这个味道呢是甜的，虽然说它的形状也是种圆形的，我们叫这种甜甜圈。Apart from that, there's also like cornbread, 还有这种玉米面包大家比较熟悉的了 cornbread,包括这种 Danish pastry, 丹麦的面包。还有一种其实我 鼓励大家可以去尝一下的，就是这种怎么讲呢，就是跟我们很多我们国人不一定经常去吃的这种法式的面包。这种法式的面包呢就是这种长棍，对不对？我们说这种法式长棍叫 baguette,baguette 这个词呢是按照法语的发音 来处理的，所以有点不一样。这个词是 B-A-G-U-E-T-T-E、okay? baguette 就是法式长棍的意思。我们跟大家介绍了这种比较常见的几种面包了。 OK, you know, rye bread 我们的全麦叫做 whole wheat bread 或者叫 whole grain bread都可以，这个 grain 就是 G-R-A-I-N, 我们说这个粮食的一层意思。包括大家也知道这种小圆面包呢叫 bun, B-U-N, 顺便记住我们所说的这个包子呢就叫做 steamed bun, OK, steamed bun, 我们所说的包子。包括还有后面所提到 croissant, 就是这个羊角包啊或者牛角包，包括甜甜圈等等。So we've been talking about bread, 当然大家也知道这个词除了表示面包之外本身就表示生计，让大家能够维持生存的一种工作。 Alright, 周一了，那么开启了新的一周，也希望我们所有的听友呢 Enjoy your week ahead, 这周能够过得快乐。 Alright, guess that's what we have for today's show. 今天节目的最后呢送上一首最近比较流行的歌曲，来自 Justin Bieber 的歌 Stay。If you guys enjoyed it, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be fucked up if you can't be right. Yeah, I do the same thing I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you.
miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma fuck it up. Even when I knew I never could, know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could, know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. I need you to stay.